Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, cash business has turned into a Friday affair once again today, with limited overall packer interest developing the last couple of days. Although a few cattle did sell on a dress basis, 170 to 171 yesterday, there likely will not be enough cattle traded at this level to establish a good trend. Generally, bids have been sluggish in all areas through most of the week, although feeders have been holding on to elevated asking prices as they focus on establishing underlying support following the recent market shift higher the last few weeks. The ability to move prices even a dollar higher will go a long way in maintaining overall market optimism going into the heart of October. Now, mixed trade is expected early today in the hogs following a sluggish market shift yesterday that seemed to show little overall market direction. December futures posted the most aggressive losses, but this pressure is expected to be based on late week positioning rather than overall directional shifts following the strong upward market moves on Tuesday and Wednesday. The wheat contracts are higher at all three exchanges, attempting to shake off yesterday's poor showing. Wheat futures received nothing to rally on yesterday from USDA, and when corn futures broke, wheat had little else left to support it. World wheat ending stocks were raised to a new record, despite Australian and Canadian production being reduced. Corn prices are posting gains on the final trading session of the week, bouncing back from the drubbing incurred Thursday. December corn closed 14 cents lower yesterday after a bearishly construed USDA report, along with a weekly export sales report, which confirmed the worst export program on record. Soybean futures are higher this morning, staking out new highs for the move overnight and completely avenging yesterday's reversal lower. Soybean futures were posting solid gains prior to the WASDE and only relinquished those gains once it was clear wheat and corn had no business trading higher on the session. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle was up 25 cents yesterday, 108.72. December up 25, 111.42. October feeder cattle down 20 cents, 144.30. November down 12 cents, 144.12. December hogs down $1.68.47. Kansas City wheat, December down 10 cents yesterday, 403.25. March down 9.75 at 416.5. Chicago wheat, December down 7.25 at 493. March down 7.25 at 499.75. December corn down 14 cents, 380.25. March was down 14 cents at 391.5. November soybeans down a quarter penny at 923.5, and January down a half cent, 937.5. December cotton down 67 cents yesterday, 61.42. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.